Victor Geronimo works with COMPA, the Convergence of Movements of the Peoples of the Americas, and helped coordinate two general strikes last year against the IMF, the FTAA, and the Inter-American Development Bank. Mr. Geronimo, translated by Carolina Bank Munoz, traces the origins and modality of neoliberalism in his country.
1981, we start seeing foreign investment in the Dominican Republic.
What situation does it create economically in your country, and what form does it take?
The IMF puts the conditions on the entrance of capital and formulates the structures. And the state, essentially, instead of protecting the people, has become an arm of neoliberal policies. So the first element is to allow the freedom of capital to move. The second element is of privatization. And the third element is of higher taxes on the poor. And that goes hand in hand with liberalizing prices and free trade. And that increases the cost of medical care and pharmaceuticals and all of these basic needs and makes the cost of living higher. When they privatize, they don't allow you to have social services for the people. So capitalists, therefore, have more profit.
Can we say that the Dominican people have lost control of their economy?
We are losing our chance even before this due to external debt. And the external debt continues being the pretext to pressure you. It's like the Trojan horse with these financial institutions. You owe me, you have to pay me, you owe me, you have to pay me. And since you owe me, let my capital flow in.
The people of the Dominican Republic and in South America, Central America, how are they doing to react to free trade and neoliberalism?
There is a lot of resistance in Latin America to these privatizations. In the Dominican Republic in 1994, and it hasn't stopped. In Chiapas in 1994, and all across Latin America, people have been fighting. Common protests, for example, October 12th is a day of protests for the whole region. In resistance to neoliberal policies and for better living conditions.
The tendency in Latin American countries has been that the government was supported militarily by the United States. We see more democratically elected governments. What is your assessment of that?
We are on the road, on the path to these alternative ways of thinking, alternative governments. The collective conscience every time realizes more and more the betrayals. And imperialism becomes desperate. That's why they kill people like Filiberto Ríos in Puerto Rico. That's why there are invasions of Haiti and Iraq. For us, we would like to only advance, but the fact is that we advance and we fail. We advance and we fail. Before, we used to just see the military coming in. Now we see the penetration of military and capital taking over water and petroleum. Meanwhile, we see the increases of natural disasters, which are so-called natural, but they're not natural at all. Those who die in natural disasters are the poor, the immigrants, those who have nothing.
Are we at the eve of a confrontation, or is it going to be a change in a rapport of force?
We have nothing to lose but to fight, just like a mouse who's trapped, has nothing to lose.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Guine.